Hello and welcome to the free segment of the Big Reef Patreon podcast. You get to hear a little bit of this one, but if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go to patreon.com/Big Reef and become a try-hard subscriber there. It's $8.50 in Australian quintessential dollars, and there are all other kinds of beautiful things behind that paywall. So send us your money, let us know you love us. And without further ado, here is part of my conversation with Morgan about Louis C.K., Bruce Hugo Boss Springsteen versus... certainly not Mark Knopfler. We should have talked about Dire Straits, but we talked about Billy Joel. And then we go into the loudness wars of 99 through, well, let's say from 98 through 2005, and talk about the shortness wars of right now. It's a thrilling conversation. I hope you enjoy it. But you'll only be able to enjoy the full thing if you give us your money. All right, peace out. Jinx, just kidding. And have a wonderful week ahead. We love having sex.
Never knew what I could know until I took the chance. I never made the big shots.
I never made the big shots, but I tried so many times.
We have an opportunity to start traditions now because this is the second episode. The first episode, everything counts. The second episode, traditions
nothing
are born.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, tradition what?
The old expression, traditions are born.
Oh, traditions are born. I don't get out to the streets so often, so I haven't been getting a lot of street feedback, but I have been getting feedback online, and the listeners are telling us all good things.
Everything that we hear is good. I've been paying close attention. I've got graphs. I've got pie charts. I've got all sorts of exhibits set up in my home to express my reaction to the reactions we've been having.
I walked into the apartment earlier this evening and I was just confronted with exhibit after exhibit of, all kinds of statistical or visual representations of how the podcast's been doing.
It's like here in Big Reef Towers. Let's set the scene. We've got beanbags strewn all over the place.
It's gross.
Guitars with strings aching to be plucked.
It's delightful.
Keyboard strings, or whatever you call them, buttons.
It's disconcerting.
Keyboard keys.
Keys.
Are there. It's a musical smorgasbord.
It's a smorgasbord.
Particularly the beanbags strewn all about. Hayden, what have we been doing this evening?
It's been another weekly session working on more music, Morgan. And I think, the results are plain to see. We've been putting out song after song and we've been getting critical acclaim after critical acclaim. And I don't know that we can take much more critical acclaim. You know what I mean?
Well, the results are in.
The results are not just in, but they're plain to see.
They're clear. They're clear in focus.
Clear as crystal.
I can see them just as ever.
Yes. So it's been a good night. We've been working on some new music, as is always the case. And it hit that point where you just kind of, what have we been going, 4 hours, and you need a break. And also we decided to drink beer and wine this time.
Yeah, we drank some beer and we drank some wine this time. And that's why I say this podcast is the podcast
of the future.
Of the future and of traditions. We're sitting in different positions this time.
Yeah, so that's really exciting.
We flipped the positions up.
I was sitting exactly where Morgan is, and Morgan was sitting exactly where I am.
And I think that should be a tradition that every time we spook each other with where we're going to sit.
Okay,
you know, yeah. Like you never know where I'm going to be. When we start the podcast, we could be anywhere.
Yes,
in the room.
Yeah,
and the other one might
that's
not even know.
That's a good tradition.
Isn't that a good tradition?
Yeah, one of the better traditions you've come up with.
But also the second tradition we have is that we speak into our SM57 microphones with these sheep kind of socks.
Yeah.
To act as a guard for our plosives.
I feel like last time we did the podcast, I didn't have a sock over my SM57 because I was... No. I think that I rejected it because the idea of speaking into like the smell of someone's foot was gross. But this is a clearly recently... washed socks, so it smells okay.
Not only that, but I've never worn these socks. Oh. These were purchased for me for a friend. They're
for a friend.
For a friend.
From a friend or for a friend?
Well, just in case somebody needed socks, I bought them in advance.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Like, you know, when you turn up to a birthday party and you don't have anything,
and you're
like,
socks
let me just
car.
Run back home. Oops. I forgot my hat.
Yeah.
But then you bring back, I've had this gift this whole time, these sheep socks that have only been used on several podcasts and nothing else.
Yeah, that's sick. I like that.
That's why I keep them. So that's the tradition, is now we always speak into sheep socks.
I like that. Morgan, we've had a little bit of feedback from the podcast, and we've had a few questions coming away from listeners. We'll get to those a little bit later. But I'm just wondering, some of the feedback we got was around what we spoke about specifically on the music side. We had a few people really interested in what we were saying about the latest Bleachers album, and one person in particular wanted us to break down a Billy Joel versus a Billy Joel v the Boss.
Bruce
Springsteen.
Bruce.
Why can I never remember that
Bruce
band's name?
Springsteen.
Yeah.
Bruce, get in here. It's time to write your song. No, Mom, I don't want to write no songs. I'm playing football. Hey, come on, Bruce.
Hey, you talking to Bruce? You tell Bruce to come down. I haven't seen him in 17 years.
Mama, go back upstairs. I'm gonna get the Bruce.
We gotta define some rules here. So, firstly, who am I playing?
I'm
the grandmother, surely.
Yes, I'm Brucey's mother.
And Bruce at the same time.
And Bruce, yeah.
And I'm Bruce's mother's mother.
You live upstairs.
And for some reason, Bruce's mother's mother hasn't seen Bruce in 17 years.
Well, he's been playing football. He keeps being forced to write songs by his mother.
Right.
Brucey, come inside and write another hit for mama.
Is the grandmother locked in the basement or something?
The mother is kind of this, have you ever seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? She's kind of like Nurse Ratched figure.
Well, it's been such a long time since I've seen that. Hey, that has Jack Nicholson in it.
That's so good. Jack Nicholson is so good. I watched it recently. Really fries my eggs. There's this one scene where he's pretending to watch a baseball because Nurse Ratched has denied his vote.
Is he pretending to watch a baseball or a baseball game?
Sorry, I rushed through it. I was so excited.
Ever since I was dreaming of
just a baseball. Yeah. No, he's pretending to watch a baseball game because he's been denied the privilege to watch it on the TV. And so he's like acting out.
So he just like sits out the back and pretends that he's watching.
But inside in a TV screen.
He's
like pretending that it's on, but it keeps showing shots of the TV and it's not turned on. And he's getting
making a ruckus about it.
Yeah, and everybody's getting all excited. Like, and this guy pitches to third base and then Johnson's there. But the way that he's doing it is like, and that was all, pretty improvised, like off the top of your head. Fuck, man. It's just a great, great movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Since the rock and roll. It's so
good. Year is that roughly?
I want to say 76.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 76.
Yeah, 76. Yeah,
I'm going to give this one a 76.
All right.
I rate movies based on what year they were made. So like the closer you get to the year 2000,
the better.
Yeah.
And
you can't get better than
99
the Matrix.
Or 2000?
And I want to return and talk about The Matrix a whole lot more today as well. I have a lot more thoughts about that movie.
Let's hold them till the end of the podcast.
Do you notice when they're in The Matrix is green?
I noticed that it's green. They applied the green,
it's green in
Instagram
there.
Filter.
It's I don't know why. I can't crack it.
I can't figure it out. What? Well, hang on.
So we're talking about Bleachers.
So the Boss.
Somebody compared.
So if you were to take the entire discography of the Boss and pit it up. Oh, no, fuck that. Your current understanding and like absorption of Hugo Boss versus the Billy Joel.
William. Yes.
What do you reckon?
I don't know either of their work like intimately, but I do like Billy Joel way more than Bruce Springsteen from what I've heard. Like, what's
still
the song?
Rock and roll to me.
Still rock and roll to me.
That's definitely the
moving out song. Piano Man. All that shit.
Out. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
But then again, Bruce Springsteen, maybe we were born to run.
He does have that song.
Moment is
that's definitely
like,
that's, one
but
of
that's
his
what
songs.
I'm trying to say, like the only all moment right. I would highlight if is that moment.
I'm throwing Bryan Adams in.
Bryan Adams. I like the duet he did with Sporty Spice that one time.
Yeah, Billy Joel didn't do any duets with Sporty Spice.
Billy Joel also did Uptown Girl.
That's
so
true.
He gets another point.
I think I definitely know way more Billy Joel songs than I know Hugo Boss songs.
Yeah.
But that makes me more inclined to like Hugo Boss because there's like so much untapped potential for me. I don't think I know any of Hugo Boss's songs.
I think Hugo just, it's not even his songs, I think, that propel him into the cultural.
It's like the jawline.
It's the jawline. Yeah, maybe it's the image of him being some sort of working class guy while he's doing it. Or maybe it's like he has this, I would say he's almost like The Cure, but like a positive version of The Cure. He like I'm has listening. This very unique sound, you know, that wasn't there before. But when I listen to either of these guys, I'm like, there's so much better stuff today that kind of exemplifies that. Like Arcade Fire, I think, takes pages from both those books and kind of makes something interesting, whereas I am not a huge fan of either of those diluted sounds of like pure optimism. I mean, I'm not all his songs are optimistic, but I just have that feeling of like there's always a striving kind of rock, I don't know, like drive. Striving, drive, rock.
Have you ever listened to like a classic or a full Bruce Hugo the Boss Springsteen record from back to front?
I think I have The River. I bought The River once and I listened to that because that's his, I guess I thought it was sort of his acclaimed album, like how Van Morrison has Astral Weeks or Tom Waits has Rain Dogs. You know, these solo guys often have like a pinnacle or like a where they crystallize their whole vision. And then everything after that is like, maybe they have like their most popular song on the album after, but that album is the thing.
Right.
And that's what I mean. Like I picked up on the tone. I picked up on this sort of like, I guess it's like a filmmaker or something.
The tone of that record, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
The River.
That's The River. Yeah. Okay. Where like, if that hasn't been done before, you know, like people can easily listen. A lot of people listen to the Beatles and they're like, the Beatles, I don't get it. And if you don't appreciate like what wouldn't have happened without them, or like maybe it eventually would have happened, but the way that they crafted basic pop music, it's one of those kind of phenomenons, I feel, where like if you don't like the aesthetic of it, then you can't necessarily appreciate it, but it did so much for came afterwards that like there's an ingredient there that if you were there at the time and tasted the freshness of it, then
and so is for
you can't
Hugo
have the freshness
Boss,
of
is
it.
That,
I
is
feel
that,
like that's the thing.
No,
yeah.
No. Is for you is the aesthetic like not really hitting you? Like, oh yeah,
no, because it doesn't have any immediacy or like freshness to it because it's been. Maybe it's just been done so many times by so many other artists.
All of the influenced works well before and they hit you much harder.
That's probably right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and those things were more
of the
time.
What about Billy Joel, the piano man? Like, I think he's a little bit more singular. I don't know that like you could be like, oh, Billy Joel, yeah, he influenced the Vines. And so I heard the Vines and sorry, they're just a better version of... What is Billy Joel? His fucking show tunes as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he feels like Paul McCartney songs.
Yeah.
Like these cartoonish kind of... They're always pictures
of
people.
What is a piano man?
What is a piano man?
What is moving out of something?
Yeah. But I just have...
Who did start the fire if not him?
But that to me, maybe it is just my personal like... taste, but to me that sort of song that Billy Joel writes is more like a Paul McCartney kind of pop song.
No, I think
like
I see kind that. Of I can see that.
Undeniable melody and like all those kind of things that hook you, whereas the Bruce Springsteen thing is like, yeah, maybe or maybe not.
I don't know because I haven't heard enough Hugo Boss.
Yeah, Hugo Boss is what I meant, sorry.
Yeah, I'm getting confused. You keep changing vernacular. Billy Joel, and I don't want to judge him unfairly, but like all of the tall poppies that poke out of the Billy Joel oeuvre are like, yeah, they're incredibly like almost show tunesy or sort of like, I don't know, they're real simple, big concepts and really, really broad, but really unashamedly so. And that's really fun and really, really sick and really, it's certainly fun is the right word, I think. But again, not knowing a full record of his. Mm. It's hard to say. So, to the listener who asked...
That's it for this one. Please join the Patreon to hear the rest.